This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
There's a number of reasons why lilacs are easily my favorite landscape plant. They love our alkaline soil. They tolerate wind. Sometimes, though, they may take up to 8 years to get their full and proper color of their flowering. If they fail to flower, cut out the fertilizer and root prune them. This means taking a shovel and cut a circle about 2 feet away from the plant, about 8 inches deep. Now, there are 7 official colors of lilacs. Early ones start the end of April. Late ones go through the middle of June. The latest one is a Japanese tree lilac. Cherry-like bark, fragrant, creamy white flowers, no problem with mildew, and they stay under 18 feet tall. A single lilac, well, the flowers have 4 petals. They last, oh, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Double lilacs, these flowers have 8 petals. They're going to last a lot longer because they aren't pollinated by bees. Never buy the common purple lilac. That's just not a good investment. There are about 23 varieties that are good for central New York landscapes. And if you don't have at least 3 varieties in your landscape, you're missing out on a delight for the senses. So you really need to get out and get some. I personally, for shrubs, prefer the Preston varieties. They're from a breeder in Canada. So if you see Preston or Prestoni on the label, it's hardier and it's later flowering. And by the way, there are no lilacs from France. The French varieties are from the hybridizer Paul Lemoine, a Frenchman. He named a whole bunch of cultivars with French names. Madame Lemoine, for instance, and folks thought they came from France. That's just not true. Incidentally, if you stop by our garden center, we have a recipe for lilac muffins. Basically, it's a zucchini bread recipe with lilac flowers. The key is to fill cups of flowers with no wood and then fill them with water so they don't dry out. This will substitute for smashed zucchini. Yeah, you can make bread, but they're prettier as muffins. This is your year for lilacs. Try them. You'll love them.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.